Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sheila and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we are going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Mark. This is Mark chapter 1, verses 40 through 45. A leper came to him and kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. So in this reading, Jesus has just done something amazing for this man, right? He came to him asking for healing, and immediately it says his affliction was healed. But Jesus hasn't just healed this man from this chronic illness that he has. Yes, that is part of it. But a larger part of the suffering that this man was enduring was the suffering of being isolated and of being an outcast because of the disease that he had, and because it prevented him from entering into relationship with other people, entering fully into the community, and specifically from entering into the worship of God, which takes place in that community and which unites the community, is the source of that community, and is the fundamental relationship that we draw our life from. So this man now has the opportunity to return to that fundamental relationship with God and the worship of God in the relationship of the Jewish community. That's a pretty big deal. This is an amazing, complete turnaround in this man's life. And what's interesting is that when we look at what happens to Jesus, that this man is now able to enter back into his society. He's able to enter back into the worship of God, back into the city. But what happens to Jesus by the end is that it says it's impossible for him to enter a town openly, that he had to remain outside in deserted places. Now it's Jesus who is on the outside, and Jesus who is prevented from going openly into a town and from associating normally with people. Jesus has, in a sense, taken on the affliction of this man, or exchanged places with him in a way. And truly this reveals something about the way that Jesus offers us salvation. Not only does he offer to restore us to relationship with God, but the way that he accomplishes that is through the cross. It's by entering into our humanity and taking all of our sins upon himself, offering himself as a sacrifice and allowing his very body to be broken so that we could be made whole. It's a completely unfair exchange, and it's one that we're never able to pay back fully. All that Jesus asks of us in return is that we offer what we can to him, that we offer him our hearts, that we offer him our love, even though it can't compare with his love, and that we offer him our obedience. Now, the man in the gospel today is not a great example of offering obedience, right? I mean, you can hardly blame him for being excited to share about what happened to him. And of course, who wouldn't want to testify to what has happened? That is generally a very good thing to do, is to share what God has done in our lives and the ways that he has healed us. Maybe he thought he was doing a good thing, except for the fact that Jesus gave him an explicit direction not to tell people about it. Why exactly? That's up to Jesus. The important thing is that Jesus gave him this direction, invited him to obedience, and the response to that is to do what he says, because we know that he sees the whole plan. This is where the importance of listening to Jesus, of listening to God in prayer and what he speaks to us, is so important, because he wants us to share about him. He wants us to testify and to give glory to him and to witness the gospel to all kinds of people. But he has direction to give us, and we can always seek his direction on how he wants us to do that, when he wants us to do that, who he wants us to go to, what he wants us to say. He wants to provide us with the resources and the direction to do that well and to give him the most glory so that we don't get carried away with our own plan when he has a better plan. So let's today take time to listen to the Lord and also just give thanks for his mercy in our lives, for the way he has saved us by his cross and through our baptism restored us to communion with God the Father. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on Mark chapter 1. My name is Sheila, and to learn more about Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net. Thank you and God bless.